This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go get interactive over at freetalklive.com, which allows you to actually create the content. So the stuff you see there on the front page of that site, it's all free. You can just go there and get interactive. You can actually upload different content. So what you find on the internet that you want to share with us, maybe possibly get it on the air, on the radio, you can just submit it right there to the front page via the Reddit-based system, and other listeners can vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestions. So go there, get interactive. It's free at freetalklive.com. Coming up, Mark, you've got a disturbing story about a teenage girl who was sexting, which is not uncommon for young people to do these days.
Yep.
And dad found out about it. He decided to go to the police. Well, they ended up arresting the dad this time around. Usually we talk about these stories where they arrest the teenagers and charge them with child pornography.
They'd arrest somebody, right?
This time dad got arrested. Well, Mark, you'll tell us that story here in moments. But first we've got Ricky on the line with us. Charlie dropped off. Go ahead, Ricky.
Yeah, I'm here, Ian. How you doing tonight?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just put you out of my pocket.
Well, you know, I've been sitting here, and, you know, I mean, I think at this point you probably understand my point of view of this whole election. I just want
to
give
everybody... It's actually pretty hard to understand you sometime, but let me see if I can summarize. You support Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely. She's my girl. Now, a couple tips here. A couple campaign tips from Ricky. Now, I've been campaigning for her over the past year. I'm an enemy of the state. I got all
kinds
of...
No, you're not, sir. You cannot say you're an enemy of the state and at the same time support someone who is an arch statist like Hillary Clinton.
I tend to disagree, and there's things I know that you don't, brother, but that's okay.
You're secretly an anarchist.
Are you there in central Pennsylvania with all the memos and you know what's going on kind of thing?
No, I'm actually not in central Pennsylvania, northeastern Pennsylvania. And I will say this, I'm going to be running in Northampton County for a representative seat in the future as a Democratic Republican and an anti-federalist with a 45 on my hip.
Well, you're going to get a lot of Democratic votes that way.
You're damn straight I will.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
I wanted to give you some tips on. Now, one of the things I've been noticing after this whole thing falling apart is what you do in a Trump supporter, very simple when I'm out campaigning. And I did it. It gets a great reaction. You just walk up to him, right? Just, hey, how you doing? And you can tell a Trump supporter pretty easy. You just walk up to him and go, hey, does that sound familiar? And they will just start to spaz. Now, you know what my concern is, Mark and Ian? See, the problem that I'm worried about is after Trump loses, and I knew he was going to lose ever since July.
Well, it didn't take a genius. He's the only one that Hillary could beat. I mean, any other Republican that had gotten the nomination, she was going to have a hell of a time with. She is the most hated person in America. Next to Trump, I suppose.
So one thing you got to remember, Mark, is people are full of crap, you know? They say that, but they don't really mean it. They just want other people. A lot of people just want people to hear that. See, this is why I have a great solution to fix the whole integrity of the vote.
I want to hear it. Yeah, let's hear that. Solutions.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. Now, this was a problem that we experienced here in the Commonwealth a couple years back, I will tell you, because you had your New Yorkers and New Jersey. And what they were doing is, we only had to do it for 1 year, kind of like Sarah was talking about, like they were doing down in New Mexico at a point. We only had to do it for a year until it chilled out because they were trying to vote in both places. Now, I got a solution to all of this and people voting because, you know, Fred's voting or Bill's voting for that person. Here's what you do. Very, very simple. Now, you know, don't get me wrong. You're probably going to yell at me. But I believe in Jefferson's good government. I still believe that's possible.
Get to the solution. The simple solution.
It is a good solution if we actually do it. But I'm just going to say.
My solutions are the best.
Go ahead, Richard.
I have great solutions.
Some odd years ago. Anyway, so the two-party system, okay? Now, as an example, yeah, Democrat, yeah, Republican. But the reality is you need to belong to a party. That's point one.
No, you don't
have to belong to a party so you're accounted for.
Okay, go
number
ahead.
Number two, very, very simple, very easy. We got the internet. Only thing that's on there is when you vote, the vote's tallied. When the vote's tallied, it gets put on the internet. And only thing that's there when you vote is your first and last name, the party you belong to, and who you voted for.
That is not a solution.
Don't you think that that's going to be, that destroys the idea of a blind...
The anonymous vote, The reason why you have an anonymous vote is because you don't want people to be threatened over how they voted.
I've got a better solution for you, Ricky. Let's use new blockchain technology to handle votes, and then you don't need a name. You can just go and check and see whether your vote is correct.
Thanks for the call, Ricky. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One of the reasons why the anonymous vote is a thing is because if the votes aren't anonymous, then people will be swayed by social pressures more so than they already are. Because right now... All right, let's say you, neither of us support Trump or Hillary, but let's say you support Donald Trump.
Okay.
And your friends, you hang out with a bunch of liberals, and so they all support Hillary. And you, don't really want to tell them that you support Donald Trump because you're afraid of what they'll think about you. There's this social pressure on you to, at the very least, be quiet and not go against your friends about this. Well, if they find out that you've supported Donald Trump because they can just pull up the database that Ricky's calling about, then they could put even more pressure on you.
Right, that puts social pressure on you. We can see it.
You could also be threatened by some people as well if they find out how you vote.
How about in your union? Let's say you work for a union, and the union finds out you voted Republican when the union endorsed the Democrats. You know, they say,
hey, if we find out, you're going to...
I mean, you can't tell me some of these union guys wouldn't beat somebody up over a vote.
Right.
And
you better fall in line.
I'm sure there are other organizations would do exactly the
same
thing.
We're going to be checking on your vote.
This is not a good idea. This
right.
is a very, very bad idea.
Yeah, this is an old idea, and it went away for a good reason.
Yeah, so I've been away for some period of time, and I generally don't listen to talk radio anytime, but I had an appointment in town today, and I listened to Rush Limbaugh on the way in. I gotta say, the guy had me a little scared in the 10 or 15 minutes I was listening to him. It's like, you just kind of listen and, not thinking. He had me a little scared of Hillary Clinton. I'm scared of Hillary Clinton. I don't think she's a good choice.
So he's back in Trump.
But, yeah, he's back in Trump. And so I was like, oh, for a minute there, I'm thinking, maybe I should vote for Trump. Then I realized, oh, yeah, math. My one vote is never going to make a difference anyway. You know, like, don't vote for somebody because you're scared of the other person.
Well,
math and emotion back you if you vote your heart.
We can talk about
vote strategically.
The porn story here in a moment. But since you brought up talk show hosts and who they're supporting, you got to hand some credit to Glenn Beck here, who is apparently now officially backing the Constitution Party candidate Daryl Castle. According to independentpoliticalreport.com, Glenn Beck, who had earlier been touted as a likely Gary Johnson supporter, had usually supported Republicans in the past. Now he's saying he'd considered voting for Hillary and settled on Daryl Castle of the Constitution Party. Beck is a convert to the Church of Latter-day Saints, a.k.a. the Mormons, which also owns Salt Lake City's Deseret News, which also just endorsed Daryl Castle. Johnson is not a Mormon, but his campaign manager is, and the campaign is headquartered in Utah. Johnson has been doing particularly well in the polls in that state, second only to his home state of Mexico. And Utah is described as a hotbed of never-Trump Republicans. It's also the home of LDS member Evan McMullen, another third-party candidate who's on the ballot in 11 states, including Utah. Castle is a Protestant, and his Constitution Party has in the past experienced infighting over whether LDS is a genuine Christian church. The hardline Protestants who opposed recognizing Mormons as fellow Christians lost that fight, and the largest and most active Constitution Party affiliate today, the pre-existing Independent American Party in Nevada, is dominated by LDS members. So it's interesting that the infighting within the Constitution Party is over religion, whereas...
Of course it is. The Constitution Party should be called the Religion Party.
It's a theocratic kind of party. I'm not surprised to see Glenn Beck embrace them, but at the very least, he's not voting for Trump or Hillary. And the fact that somebody with the renown that Glenn Beck, the number of radio stations, the television network that he has, is coming out in favor of a third party is a pretty, I think, I would say, newsworthy note. Toll-free number here is 855-453. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you dial in toll-free here. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Coming up still, we've got Mark's story about a dad being charged because his daughter was taking nude selfies or sextings, as they are called.
Yeah.
We'll get into that here in moments. If you had but one day to teach someone about economics, what would you tell them? Well, if you don't have an answer, that's okay. Because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Their newest course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge of how economics works that you will be able to teach to others. FEE gives you tools that for that, too. That's the Foundation for Economic Education. That's FEE. Take Economics in One Day right now for free by going to their website, fee.org/FTL, and learn key economics concepts, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. Start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. First up, we got Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Sarah.
Did you know that women vote? And women voted Obama in. So I think the breakdown is like every three or four women vote for every one man. You know, I don't know.
That doesn't sound right.
No, I was looking at some numbers today from Nate Silver, the big pollster guy that everybody thinks is fantastic and somehow can predict polls better than everybody else, supposedly. And he was showing what, as far as a prediction goes, what the U.S., what the outcomes would be if Trump voted, or if only men voted and Trump would be in, and if only Hillary voted and Hillary would be, or only women voted, then Hillary would be in. And it was dramatic. I mean, it was, as far as the states go, electoral, the only votes that matter is, who wins by one vote in each state, and the numbers were dramatic.
Dramatic, huh?
What I'm saying is, as far as the gender, I know that precinct per precinct, it goes down to like 20 or 30 vote difference. You're right. But, you know, as a general, the voter turnout, it's majority of women.
Yes, but that doesn't mean two or three times.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's the ratio? For every two women, there's one man?
That would be a ratio.
That would seem unbelievable to me. But I don't know. It would be, somebody would have to look at the voter rolls and determine male or female, and I don't know how many voting registration forms actually indicate whether the voter is a male or female. Ultimately, that's not data that is necessarily, that's not necessary to allow someone to vote, whether they're male or female. So there's, you could probably identify based on the names, but still you've got names of some people like Tracy. Sometimes Tracy is a man, sometimes Tracy is a woman. So it would be hard to even really discern the true numbers just by analyzing the names on the list.
I got some numbers here. Portion of eligible adult population who reported voting. By the way, this is just an answer that I got from Google, which is what anyone could do if anyone had this question.
Sarah doesn't, she doesn't Google. She doesn't have internet.
Yeah, it looks like reported voting. So 68.7% of women reported voting, 59.8% of men. So fewer than 10% more women voted than men.
There you go, Sarah. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Ralph.
There are a few more women in America than men.
Ralph, go ahead.
I would like to say something about some harsh word being said about me from the last time I called here, calling, the statement I made as dehumanizing to a group of people. I think it was Schumacher, if I'm not mistaken, who characterized that.
You're talking about how dehumanization is what starts pretty much every atrocity. Go ahead.
A dog, bark, a dog whistle. I don't need to refer to that, okay? The blacks are doing perfectly all right, dehumanizing themselves, okay? Blacks calling blacks, that's dehumanizing, isn't it? Okay? I'm sure
killing blacks or calling blacks?
Killing. Murdering. Okay?
Some blacks kill other blacks doesn't mean that blacks are killing blacks. Like, that's the problem with the statements here, Ralph, is there are lots of people in America who aren't killing people, and they are all different colors.
Right. That's what makes you sound like a bigot, Ralph, is when you just group everybody together and act like they're all the same.
Let me defend that. But when you look at what's going on in Chicago, and it's not only in Chicago, let me all remind you of that movie called Hotel Rwanda. I'm sure you saw that movie, right?
I did not.
I did.
Okay. But that's kind of like a parallel can be drawn, sort of a kind of to what's
what?
Going on.
I couldn't understand a word of that.
A parallel can be drawn.
Okay.
What is he talking about? Because I don't know what he's talking about.
What I believe he's trying to say, and tell me if I'm wrong here, is that those savages would still be picking the corn out of zebra poop if it wasn't for us. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm talking about the movie Hotel Rwanda.
I'm very familiar with it, yeah.
Okay, I have not seen it, and I'm sure some of our listeners haven't.
Okay, in Hotel Rwanda, you have a situation where the Tutsis and the Hutus are going at each other, and there was a terrible civil war going on in Rwanda back in the early 2000s, maybe late 90s. I don't remember.
What's the difference? What's the difference between that?
Plenty of white people kill each other, too. There's white war, you know, people that fight one another that are white. Does that mean that all whites are fighting each other?
White guilty, I have a question for you, okay? I have a quick question for you. Since this animal Obama is not doing anything about his own people killing each other, okay, and it was raised, in the first debate, okay, what are you willing to do as a white girl, guilt-ridden kind of individual to bring an end to it?
Well, first of all, I don't consider white people to be my people, okay? If there are my people out there, they're the people that agree with me.
I'm talking about you. I'm talking a distinct line. I'm talking about you.
What are you willing to do to stop tribal violence in Africa, Ian?
Is that what the question was?
I think so.
No, I'm talking about the one happening in this country.
Okay, what are you, Ian, willing to do about black people killing black people in Chicago?
Is that the question that you're asking, Ralph?
Is that the question that I'm asking? Yes.
What am I willing to do about black people killing black people in Chicago?
Precisely the same thing I'm willing to do about sexual violence between white people in America. Nothing.
Well, no.
These people have to solve their own problems.
No, what I'm willing to do is advocate for the ideas of liberty, which include the ability to defend oneself. And so in a place like Chicago, there's a high restriction on the ability for one to actually possess a weapon or a gun, for instance, in order to defend oneself. So whatever the color of somebody's skin or their gender or where they were born, they should have the right to defend themselves. And in Chicago, they don't. So that's why it's the murder, you know, probably the murder capital of the United States right now. I believe it's eclipsed Baltimore. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It has nothing to do with the color of someone's skin. 855-450-3733. Thanks for the call, Ralph in New Jersey. You can join us here toll-free. Bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio waves here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
If you want to help support Free Talk Live and get the stuff that you want to buy, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com to do it. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon US, Amazon Canada. You go to the right Amazon for you, Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. That's it. It's the same great Amazon experience you're used to. Same great prices, the free Super Saver shipping, the Amazon Prime, the huge selection, the reviews, everything you're used to from Amazon. You're just going through our affiliate link, so Amazon cuts us a portion of their profits that they would normally keep all for themselves. So please do that when you get a chance. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. And we appreciate it. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Disturbing story about sexting coming up here in moments. But first, David is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
I want to hear the sexting story.
Okay. We will get to that here as soon as you're done with your thoughts.
Yeah, just being silly. I want to continue on where we left off with a few moments of legal discussion on the rights of parents and children versus what our government thinks rights belong to it. And one of the points I had made is you had a caller that called in, whether you may or may not remember, who was distraught to the point of breaking down during her phone call with you. And I wanted to point out that virtually every single parent that has their children disappeared from their lives by our government, they basically go around like that all day long. That any thought that enters their mind, anything, you know, whether there's a, they They see a child somewhere. They hear a child. They see a child on television. Any reference to a child.
Sure. Imagine it's got to be the worst situation. If your child dies, you know you can't get them back. You know that they're not suffering. You know that they're not anywhere. There's nothing you can do. If they're kidnapped by a guerrilla group in Kenya or something, you really can't do anything about it. But if they're right here in the United States, turned over to another family.
Or in custody with the government.
Well, the government doesn't keep kids.
They've got fosters.
They turn them over to foster people. So they're right there at another family's house, and you're just, told you can't do anything about it. Then you've got this invisible force that prevents you from seeing your kid. It has to be the very worst situation. I've got to admit, this is the most terrifying aspect for me of the reason I was, scared of having children is you create this bond and then they've got this little person they can take hostage from you.
Yeah, a little person. It's like a ring in your nose that they can lead you around by. They can make you do whatever they want you to do by abducting your children and so on and forth. Yeah, you're exactly correct. It's extremely devastating. And, the real life of people like that, including myself, is that you literally, any reference, anytime you sense, you hear something, you see something that's related to a child, to children, you literally break down in tears at that moment. And you
like
learn
PTSD.
Not to, well, it actually is. It's not even like PTSD. It actually is diagnosed as PTSD.
Yeah, I believe that.
So what's that? When you see a child, whatever, it's triggering a PTSD attack. So it literally is PTSD, and people literally are on disability for the things that have happened to them, medically, psychologically, medically, and then that has physical manifestations. The depression, the anxiety, the PTSD, that ends up then giving physical manifestations that need to be treated by a physical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? These people end up on welfare, and
so
they're ending up on disability. They're getting $700-$800 a month from the taxpayer. They're getting food stamp benefits. They're getting Medicaid, and so this ends up costing for each time that the government does this to a parent and they end up on disability, they stop working, they're not paying taxes anymore. So how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, or I'm sorry, over a lifetime, the rest of their life are not going into the tax coffers. Combine that with the fact that now they're drawing at the rate of $15,000-$20,000 worth of tax dollars a year however many years, 10 years, 20 years. So, and this is all being paid. Anybody who's listening to me, who pays any taxes, this is coming out of your pocket.
Right.
So, so if nothing else, that was one of my other points too, is if nothing else motivates people to take a stand, like they take a stand on anything else, is this, each one of these cases, then there's court costs and therapist costs and so on and so on. Literally, each one of these parents, that case is costing, and I'm just going to take a wild guess, on average, costing society, the country, the taxpayers, $500,000 plus or minus. Hmm. Some are more, some are less, but that's coming out of your pocket.
What's
so
the solution?
There's an incentive. Well, there are many little things that add into the solution. Obviously, there's no single one.
How about abolishing Child Protective Services or the Department of Children and Families? Just abolish them entirely.
Since we're on limited time, we can discuss it at a later time. Mm-hmm. The single thing that I can say with the time that we have left is that if you look at the law, the higher law that has founded this country, which takes us back to the combination document of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and then add that into previous Supreme Court decisions, that gives you, flat out that short of committing a crime that pertains to having some effect on children, whether it was on the crime was against children or not, there's really no reason under the higher law in this country that anybody any court, any agency of the government should be able to take your children.
But that's what they say about all the people that they take kids from. They say that they've committed a crime. There was the case in Colorado where they took the little girl from the guy who was smoking marijuana.
And I think he's talking about real crimes. He's saying that they only, like an actual violent criminal, should have their kid taken
away.
Fine,
your kid has a
bruise,
and then everybody says it's child abuse.
But is that what you were saying, just to clarify, David, not somebody busted for pot?
Yeah, to clarify, here's what I'm saying.
By the way, I think it should have, like, if you wouldn't have interrupted me, I would have pointed out that the little girl was killed in the foster home after that, and that's sort of important. But you can't – the difficulty is proving when somebody is doing something to their kid, and obviously they should get their day in court, but many times kids are just going to be dead before they can prove this stuff.
Yeah, well, that's that. Well, there's two things there. One, for a future time, the foster program, and there's a Hillary Clinton tie-in to this one. But yeah, kids end up being taken from their parents and then being molested and damaged in other ways in foster care.
Right.
But the answer, the best answer I can give you at this time, to be continued later, is that in most of the majority of these cases, there is. Nothing the parent has done that rises to the level that they could be arrested arrested and charged. Most of the time, these children are taken away, even when there's not enough evidence for a police to actually even arrest a parent on any sort of neglect, endangerment, abuse whatsoever. Yet
they can do it on simple accusation. Right? Like by neighbors and
exactly.
things like that?
Exactly. And in fact, you don't even have to have an accusation. In another phone call, I'll tell you what happened to me, that my children disappeared and never got to say goodbye to them. I haven't seen them in 10 years, and there was not even an accusation.
It's insane. David, thanks for calling and sharing that tonight. Always appreciate it. Appreciate the personal expertise, as horrific as it was.
Yeah, it's a very difficult situation to address, because people want to protect children very badly, and you know the government's bad at this stuff.
Well, you've got a story related to young people under the care of parents. We're going to get into that here, Mark, where a dad was actually arrested because his daughter was sexting, sending presumably nude photos of herself over some sort of electronic means. We'll share that here in moments. You can share your thoughts, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Moments remain coming up here in Free Talk Live, but we've got enough time for you if you want to join us.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. The moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you want to join us, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Please take a moment. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can read more about the program there. But basically, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. You can help us get on more radio stations so we can spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you get perks, too. So get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard or Bitcoin right there on the AMP site. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the phone, Patrick is in California listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to chime in on that conversation. As a police officer, I think the only time really I just couldn't hold it together and started crying was on a CPS pickup. I mean, sometimes you go in and you see a situation of, say, a dad loses his job. And the teacher goes ahead and says, hey, this kid's really dirty coming to school. Well, the water was off at his house. We've all gone through our time. And the city or the people call up and they complain saying, hey, you know, these kids, they're being abused, which they're not. Their parents are trying to do the best they can.
Right.
And then you go into a situation on a call where you have to tell the parents they're being wrong when they're trying to do the best they can, and you could see it. And, you know, with the job market the way it is out here and everything else, you know, you just, it's a horrible feeling. It's probably some of the worst calls you can get.
So you, as a police officer, have actually gone to people's homes and assisted CPS or whatever they're called in kidnapping children.
Well, no, that is, well, yes, it, well, you could say yes and no. We had to sit by to make sure that, you know, nobody got hurt. But the beauty of it is we were able to testify on behalf of the parents. I mean, there was two cases that in the last 3 years we've had to go to court and get the kids back. But see, mm-hmm. the juvenile situation out there with kids that have been taken and everything, it just ruins their lives. And you just want to, you know, you hate the system for what it does, exactly what you're saying. You see it in a way of, wow, man, maybe they should give this dad a second chance. I mean, we've actually put together funds to where we've helped get people's power turned on. I mean, in our precinct, and I mean, we've done things to try to help out the community and the people. But I'm telling you right now, as I see it, the government going overboard, teachers having too much power to narc on parents when they don't know really the situation.
Here's my question, you know? Patrick. Now, you know, we've talked for a long time about people flexing their rights and knowing their rights, and, you know, usually it's in reference to dealing with police. But when
I'm much more interested in flexing my rights with CPS.
Exactly. When CPS comes knocking, there's no obligation for the person, the parent, or whoever it is that's home to even answer the door or speak to these people, right? Isn't it true that, you know, okay, fine, there's been a complaint lodged by a teacher. Fine, okay, so they go, they try to conduct an investigation. Isn't it true that people's willingness to let these bureaucrats in, to open the door, to even talk to them in the first place, that is what's leading to the investigation, finding enough reason to take the kids in the first place? Just the say-so of the teacher isn't enough, is it, to go and just take a kid? The investigator has to come and gather some sort of personal experience.
Well, yeah, you're right. But, you know, I'll tell you, a lot of parents have kind hearts. They don't right. want trouble. And the sad part is I don't know how many calls, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, people have been blindsided by rumors or a kid that is ticked off at another kid, and he starts a rumor in the school and goes to the principal, and then the principal gets involved. They call CPS, and next thing you know it, the poor parent that's sitting there at the house or even waiting at the bus stop, it's blindsided. And then you're sitting there as an officer, and you know, basically it's just be quiet, make sure nobody gets hurt, and you're looking at the situation, and you're going, oh, my God, you know, this is wrong, you know. And even if you say anything, you got to do your job. Nobody gets hurt. And then later on, say, you know, it gets out of hand.
Right. Well, you're really just there to make sure no one gets physically hurt. But the hurt can be on the inside, right? Like, as we just heard from David, where, you know, having your child taken from you is probably far more hurtful than, you know, broken arm or something like that.
I can't think of anything I'd want less.
I'll be straight up with you. I've seen divorce cases where, you know, law enforcement, you're gone from the home a lot. Okay? It's one of the highest divorce rates, right? And
sure.
have a wife or an ex-wife who's ticked off and you got custody of the kids. I've seen officers get their kids taken away and have to fight the system. And they were good fathers. I mean, the only problem is that they work a job that works 12, 16 hours a day, and they're trying to do the best. They got child care. They got all this. But people use CPS sometimes just to get even.
As a weapon, for sure.
They sure do.
Patrick, thanks for sharing your personal experience tonight. I appreciate it, and I'm glad you have a conscience. Thank you, man. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I really believe, now again, I have no experience doing this. I've got a lot of experience standing up to the police, so I suspect that the same kind of approach with an investigator from CPS would work pretty well, which is when they come knocking, ignore them. Do not talk to these people.
I think that
close the door in their face if you have to.
I think that the threshold for proof, you know, they're what they need to prove to do their job to take kids is probably lower than a police officer needs for an arrest.
I bet you're
would
right
be my
about
guess.
That. Yep.
On this, so my next step, if I didn't answer the door and followed your suggestion, would be to get my kid out of the state. I mean, I would just...
Because who knows what they'll do next.
Yeah, I don't care. You know, time to go stay with Grandma. You know, that would be my reaction on this.
Makes sense. That seems like a safe move.
Another thing that we do, you know, at my house, and I'm not sure how effective this is or anything, but my wife is a Florida resident. She has her driver's license down there. She gets mail down there. She's got her car registered down there. Everything. She's a Florida resident. And my son's a Florida resident, but he spends most of his time in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So that affords a certain level of protection, I would think.
I mean, they're not going to come after him, but legally that would define him as a resident of New Hampshire, if he were legally able to be a resident. Can you even consider children to be residents? I mean, it's a legal designation.
Well, what defines him? Spending most of his time?
Frequently, it's how much time you spend somewhere.
Fine.
That's usually one of the factors.
Prove that he's in the state for six months in one day.
Well, you just said something on the radio, so that could be proof.
He spends most of his time? Yeah. Fine. You know, that could change tomorrow.
That's
right?
Correct. Could change tomorrow.
The to be a resident of New Hampshire is, according to the statutes, all you have to do is intend to live in the state.
Now, obviously, if somebody's knocking on your door, if it's a cop, a lot of times they'll be in uniform. It's easy to ignore them. If it's just somebody who's knocking on your door, you may not realize they're from CPS. But as soon as you open the door and that person says, "Oh, hi, I'm so-and-so from the Department of Children and Families. Goodbye."
Oh,
and close the door right then.
I have to get something. Something really important is going on. I'll be right back. Click.
Yeah, I don't know if I would even give them that much information, Mark. You know, who knows? They might even try to use that against you.
I'm sure they would.
It's like, oh, goodbye. Click. Mm-hmm. Or not even goodbye. Just close the door. And just don't even say word one to them. Don't let them cross the threshold. Hopefully, don't let them even peek inside the home. You know, opening the door could be dangerous because they could say, there was a bong on that table in the background or something like that, right? Like
they could
use whatever they see as evidence against you. So don't let them gather any evidence on you whatsoever. And I think that that's what, you know, our caller was pointing out.
Law enforcement officers, and any attorney is going to say, do not speak to law enforcement officers without an attorney president.
CPS is not law enforcement.
They function like a law enforcement officer.
Right. They use law enforcement officers to back them up when they're going to take a child or going to...
Well, then how, if they don't have the force of law behind them, how do they take people's children, Ian?
I think they usually... Well, that's a good point. Maybe they are considered... I don't know. That's a good question.
See how they could be anything but a law enforcement officer.
I think they work in tandem with law enforcement to actually affect the kidnappings, but good question. I don't have the answer to that. But regardless, you know, I think a lot of these folks are their own worst enemy, and they don't realize it. Like he said, they're trying to minimize damage. They think they're helping by talking to these bureaucrats and showing them how much they care about their kids. The reality is those bureaucrats don't care, a lot of them. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.